Tappers, long time no talk. What's up? It is a Saturday. It is Saturday, January 12th. How's everybody doing? So this is my first Saturday pod in a long, long time. I don't think I've done a Saturday pod since probably the summer. I did a few Saturday pods in the summer. It wasn't always happening. It wasn't always a thing. But I'm going to start doing more Saturday pods now that Nolan Murphy is done with Partimer's Fantasy. Still sign up for his second DraftKings League for the divisional round if you guys are interested in that. I don't think it's full yet. The first one you can't get in. Second one is still filling up. So if you do not know where to find that, hit him up on Twitter at Nolan Murphy. He'll help you out. Get in before 3:35 this afternoon. But yes, so we are going to do some weekend pods. I don't know how many I'm going to do. I'm going to try my best to keep it to 10 to 15 minutes, kind of in the Murph style. Now, Grant Murph was more 5 to 10, but you know I talk too much. So we're going to start with 10 to 15. Over the summer, before the weekend watch list, brought Free Talk Fridays, where I just would kind of go off about different things. And I don't know if I always did it the right way, but I am bringing it back for Free Talk Weekends, aka FTW. Now that we know there is a popular website, basically a clickbait haven of FTW on USA Today for the win, we know, but Free Talk Weekends will be a thing. You can always hit me up on Twitter or Instagram, StillTapWI, and just be like, I want you to talk about this. And I will probably talk about it. I'm not saying you can ask me, like, what are your Pornhub habits? Like, I probably won't give you that. But I will give you a lot. And, you know, this was a great day to start it because I'm home alone on one of the best weekends of the year. I love my girlfriend, but holy shit, guys. This is, talk about an ultimate day, Saturday and into most of Sunday, to have your house to yourself. Like, no one's here. I had to get up early to get my girlfriend to the train station, which honestly wasn't that bad of a thing because, like, I was up at 5:30. I went to bed early because I'm getting fucking old, and I was tired at 10:30 after the Badger game and went to bed and woke up, had a bunch of coffee, and I'm like, I'm ready to take on the day. Like, this is great. So I'm going to enjoy the shit out of today. It's going to have myself a day. I really don't know when I'm going to start drinking. That is probably when the Marquette game starts. Like, I'm like, ha, all right. Well, I'm charting out my day, right? Like, I'm going, okay, got to get my picks in, after the podcast. That's what I'm probably going to do after I upload this. Then we're going to go make myself a nice breakfast. Then probably head over to Ray's, get some booze. And then it's going to be like, when I'm at Ray's, it's like, do I want to buy materials for a Bloody Mary? Do I want to have myself a Bloody and just have a goddamn day? I have yet to decide that. We'll keep you updated as the day goes on. But seriously, this is the goddamn best. Like, I love my girlfriend. I love hanging out with her. But having a day like this to yourself in the middle of, like, sports, where January, decent sports month, I have Marquette at 1 o'clock, and then I get the NFL playoffs, like, I am fucking set. Like, this, great times. But yes, let's dive into the free talk. As we do with the weekend watch list, we're going to start local, head out to national. Hopefully I can get as much in 15 minutes as I can. We'll see. I am going to cut myself off. If I get to 15 minutes, I'm done. Like, that is the last topic. I may go a little over, but it'll be the last topic. Do I give myself a little leeway this week because I talked about other stuff? I don't know. But okay, so bad night for some in Wisconsin. If you're a Bucks and Badgers fan, you did not have a good Friday night. It was kind of like it's set up nicely. You had Bucks Wizards at 6, then you had Badgers Boilermakers at 8. They both lost. If you had a Wisconsin parlay out there, they both were losers. I bet on both teams, did not win. The Bucks, I thought, you know, even without Giannis, those stats were out there. They're 7-2 without the Greek Freak. Chris Middleton usually goes off. It did not happen. The Bucks lose 113-106. It was not a great game for Middleton and Bledsoe. Both were shooting far too much. fact that Malcolm Brogdon only had 9 shots yesterday after a career high is kind of ridiculous. And that Bledsoe and Middleton kind of thought themselves as a man. Brogdon needs to be shooting about 15 shots a game. The fact that he only shot 2 threes is fucking absurd. Like, that needs to be more of the Bucks, especially when Giannis is out and not playing. I expect Giannis to be back. If they were to lose to Atlanta, who's a scrappy team, would not surprise me. It'd be really a tough look. Frank Bannon mentioned this on Twitter yesterday about, like, this would suck to, like, have the consecutive loss streak end with Washington and Atlanta. Although it'd be very Bucks. It'd be very on brand of old Bucks for that to happen. So the Badgers lose, and that was a game Wisconsin should not have lost. That Purdue is missing a couple guys. Carson Edwards is really, really good. Like, don't get me wrong. Carson Edwards is a fucking stud. But Ethan Happ had a great game, except for the fact he had 9 turnovers in this one. Badgers had 17 as a team. They're one of the least turnover-heavy teams in the country, and they had 17. That's far too many for Wisconsin. That's not going to get it done. They don't really seem like... So because Happ is such an inside shooter, you have to get him the ball late, but he also doesn't seem like the guy who wants the big shot. And like, Demetri Trice kind of has that in him, but kind of doesn't. I don't know. They just seem way too hesitant, man. Like, especially their late game situational basketball is really bad. It's a really big blind spot in Greg Gard. And also, like, why isn't Greg Gard on the hot seat? Like, where is that? Is it just because he is that friendly with the media? And they're like, you know what? We're not going to, you know, Gardo, they call him. He's a good guy. He's a great guy. Like, how could you ever think about putting Greg Gard on the hot seat? I loved it, though, because I said this on Twitter last night, so type WI, and 2 Marquette guys were like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Like, I had text messages from somebody like, shut up. It's fine that he's here. Like, do not fucking say a word. It's great. I absolutely fucking love you guys. Like, that's what I want. That's amazing, man. But yeah, no, I have no idea why guard should be getting more heat. And now they have to play Maryland on the road on Monday, quick turnaround. And then they play Michigan next weekend at home, where Badgers could lose 3 straight. I don't know the last time they lost 3 straight at the Kohl Center. It's probably been a long time. You'd have to look back in the annals, but my goodness, that could be bad. So, but I could also see Wisconsin upsetting Michigan and ending their undefeated season entirely. That also makes a shit ton of sense for me. All right. Also, Mike Pettine stays, so that's good. Mike Pettine staying with the team. I think that I wrote about that this morning. So type WI. It's a website. But basically, my stance on this is like, okay, this defense is complex. It's going to take another year to sort of get in the mode of like, here's what he wants to do. Here's what it wants to happen. But also, I think the head coaching experience is great for Matt LaFleur. He can be like, hey, let me bounce this off of you. Like, let me talk about this. Like, I think that's really a good thing for Matt LaFleur to have. I think it's really important. And, you know, I definitely think that matters. I think that is a very good thing for the Green Bay Packers and for him. Also, too, it seems like they're purging anyone who had longtime relationships with Mike McCarthy. James Campton, I actually think, is a pretty decent O-line coach, but he's interviewing with the Cleveland Browns today. The Packers let him do that. Joe Witt got fired, who a lot of people like. I don't think they want anybody with sort of a longtime relationship with McCarthy. That's a very interesting way to do it. I don't know if that's driven by LaFleur or driven by front office, where they just would rather just start fresh. And a lot of people have said, well, I think they should just blow it up. Some people thought Patton should leave, and he didn't. But if it's just Patton as the only one standing, Dave Ray, who is the wide receivers coach, I think he's interviewing with Arizona, who really isn't a McCarthy guy. But there's a lot of keep the running backs coach, and that might be it. So we'll see what happens with this Packer coaching staff. It's definitely not going to be the same. Oh, yeah, and Ron Zook got fired, and fuck Ron Zook forever. So that's how we've stood on this podcast for a while now. Also, too, real quick, we didn't talk about the Yasmani Grandal signing. I kind of mentioned I may on the weekend. I didn't realize I'd be birthing this free talk stuff. A cool, really good move for the Brewers, man. Brewers are, the excitement about the Brewers is at an all-time high. I mentioned this on Tabby the Keg a couple, I think last week. Go back and listen to that. But basically, I think everyone's going to be full tilt for the Brewers. I think everyone's going to be fired up. It's going to be really tough if they start out slow. They have a really tough start to the season, by the way. It's not going to be easy for them by any shape of the imagination. But yes, they have a dominant crew. They will get a second baseman. I'm fine with Josh Harrison and let Castaddy get up here around June or July. My buddy Eric mentioned to me on Twitter. I've also been on the Harrison or Marwin Gonzalez bandwagon. Marwin Gonzalez smashes lefties. And I think with the Brewers sort of having a lot of lefties already on their team, Gonzalez would be an awesome addition to the team and could play second base. He plays all over. He's a power-hitting Hernan Perez. I think people would love him. All right, moving on to more national stuff. Cody Parkey appeared on the Today Show. What the fuck is that? What a goddamn loser. Be a bigger loser, Cody Parkey. You can't. Like, you should never be allowed to come back to Chicago after that move. Like, Barstool Carl called him a cocksucker, and I was like, hey, that's a little strong. Yeah, he's a cocksucker. Like, who does that? Who goes on the Today Show? What, you want a bunch of moms to feel sorry for you? Like, who does this thing? Like, that to me is wild. That is a wild PR move by Cody Parkey. Just shut the fuck up. You didn't do your job. You fucking lost the game. You lost the playoff game. It's your fucking fault. You lost. So what? You've been shit all year and it burned the Bears. Yes, Mitch Trubisky should have actually got to the end zone or got to the sticks. But guess what? You fucked up. It's your fault. Deal with it, bud. Don't go on the Today Show. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Other NFL headlines that are percolating this weekend. Weather's interesting in Kansas City. It does seem like a lot of people are on the Colts. And I don't know if I'm going to talk. I might talk myself into the goddamn Chiefs and the five. I really, oh man. I don't want to, but because there's just so much bad history. There's so much dumb shit that happens with Andy Reid. But I might take the Chiefs and then just be trembling and just maybe bird box it for the whole game. My favorite pick today, guys, Cowboys +7. I love that. I think it's going to be about a three or four point game. I may sprinkle a little bit on the money line on that. I think it's going to be a very, very close game. I've also talked about picks. Since I did mention this in the weekend watch list, you can go back and listen. I do have leaned more to the Patriots. I think the public is flying in on the Chargers. I think everybody wants to bet the Chargers. I think it's a classic. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when sometimes we're like, oh, it's obvious to bet against Alabama. And then you just, you do the opposite because, and bet with Alabama because that's just what it is. I think this is the situation. Other things that are just on my mind, James Harden is ridiculous. He got a triple-double in three quarters. The Cavs are such a sad franchise. I almost want to see the Cavs get Zion Williamson to have Bill Simmons just completely lose his shit. It would be the funniest thing ever. Sixers lost the Hawks last night. Hate to see that. And then Ben Simmons called him soft. No issues there, though. Everything's fine. Like, it's being blown out of proportion that Jimmy Butler and the Sixers have issues, though. Right, guys? Jalen Hurts might go to the Big Ten, too. Alabama has former Alabama offensive coordinator Mike Locksley is at Maryland now. Hurts took in the Indiana game last night on campus. He may come there. That would be a very interesting move for him. Hurts the Big Ten, I actually could see working out and actually be all right for Maryland. It'd be a nice little way for Mike Locksley to start his career at Maryland. If you remember or know, Mike Locksley was an awful head coach at New Mexico. But he's revived his career. Also, Alabama, all their guys are leaving. Their offensive coordinator left for Miami. Like, do people just hate working for Nick Saban? Like, is Nick Saban the worst boss in America? Like, would he be, like, the college version of, like, the movie Horrible Bosses? You know, Kevin Spacey's kind of problematic these days, so I can't really mention him. I don't really feel great mentioning him, but, like, Kevin, is he, like, a Kevin Spacey of college football? Is that him? I gotta wonder. And I'm not saying Kevin Spacey the person. I'm saying Kevin Spacey that role, his role in that movie. So don't get that twisted, because that could lead us down a bad, bad rabbit hole. All right, it's probably a good time to say goodbye. All right, again, I'll be out tonight watching football. I don't know where. I always am like, hey, if you see me out, like, give me a beer. Should I just, like, tweet out my location? Like, I don't know. Internet's so goddamn weird. Hit me up. If you guys are listening to this and you're in Milwaukee, if I tweet out where I'm at and I say, I'll buy you a beer if you come visit me, and I just come see me, will you actually come to visit me? Or is that just kind of creepy? I don't know how the internet, like, I've never met somebody on Twitter. Like, I've never been like, oh, hey, like, I follow you on Twitter. Like, we follow each other. That's kind of cool. Like, whatever. I don't really do that. But if you guys want, like, whatever, I'll buy a beer. Like, you guys can come hang out, watch football. Like, not a problem. It's not saying I don't have friends. Like, Mitch will probably be with me. Maybe Mike. You know, whatever. We can go have a good time. All right. Well, let me know. If no one says anything to me on Twitter today, I'm just going to take the silence as like, yeah, don't fucking bring this up again. All right, guys. Take care of yourselves. Have a great Saturday. I know I will. Later. Bye.